Hey friends, welcome to The Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan. I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're continuing looking at James chapter 1, really focusing in on verses 12 through 15. And in verse 12, James is continuing the theme he introduced all the way back in verse 2, that we are to count it all joy, or consider it all joy, when we faced various trials. Now, he goes on in verse 12 to say that we are blessed when we endure temptation, and we are rewarded with a crown of life for standing up under trials and temptation. The word he uses for crown of life in this passage brings to mind this like laurel wreath that would have been given to athletes and successful military leaders really in Greco-Roman world. And the crown of life is likely referring to our final reward of life in eternity with God, really talked about in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, the book of Philippians. Paul talks a little bit about this as well. 1 Corinthians 10 as well. In verses 2 through 12, James discusses these trials, which are external tests of our faith that God permits for our growth. Right? And his focus here is on enduring these challenges with joy, as they produce steadfastness. But he pivots a little bit in verse 13, and he talks about a little bit of a different concept. Sometimes it gets confused with trials, but James starts talking about temptations, and he makes a crucial distinction, stating unequivocally that God does not tempt anyone to evil. And I think that that's an important point to hit on for a moment, because in some ways, it has to do with how we imagine God. Like, is he one that is a loving father who knows what we need, who is gracious and kind to us? Or is he like the father who sets up a trap for us to potentially fall in, waiting to kind of slap our hand when we step out of line? What do we really envision God is like? And James is going out of his way to say, no, God is not like the one who tempts us. He does not tempt anyone to do evil. Actually, he gets some theology around this. Temptation is an internal enticement to sin, not an external trial from God. He may use both in the long run to shape us profoundly, but he does not tempt us to sin. Verses 14 and 15, James reveals the process of how sin is conceived and it matures, and he outlines these three broad stages. There's the desire, which begins with our own inner world or our lust. This is the inner corruption and inclination that entices us to sin. And then this second stage would be the act itself, when desire, you know, conceives and gives birth to sin, right? This is the moment a person acts on that desire. And then when it fully is grown, it brings about death, right? The final and devastating sin or consequence of sin's progression. Ultimately, what James is making clear is that God may test our faith through trials, but he does not tempt us to sin. The progression from desire to sin to death is a direct result of our own fallen hearts. Our role then in both temptation and trial is to lean on him. Let's take a moment to pray it up. And I'm going to give you a few prayer points. You may want to press pause after this and pray these things back. Here's the first one. Lord, would you listen to me, strengthen me as I stand under the trials I am facing right now. I pray for your grace to avoid the pitfalls of temptation in my struggle. Help me to look to you instead of my own ways to smooth my soul. Heavenly Father, I ask that you give me eyes of compassion when I see a brother or sister struggling with temptation in their own lives. Lord, help me to be an agent of your grace and kindness and help them in their time of need. Now, let's talk a moment about living this out. In fact, we get some of that language from the book of James itself, who instructs us to be not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word. He says that I think it's important for us to take some time to look at the circumstances going on in our own lives and just kind of ask the question, how might our current trials be used to help build character, build strength? What does it look like to grow in being more Christ-like in the midst of this trial? Are there ways that you are being tempted in this trial? Right? Is that eliciting a specific kind of temptation? What would it look like for you to give that desire over to Jesus and find satisfaction and joy in the place and way we were meant to? Friends, thanks for tuning in to the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.